VX and 02.
VEW?
VEW. And I forgot your name. Oh, this is Tom in 02R. I recognize your call. How are you doing today?
76 towards Caesar's Head. About to go find a clear spot up in some altitude to play with a Yagi. How you feeling today? You doing better?
Same again. We had some noise here.
Ben as in Benjamin.
You know, that's what I was thinking, Ben, but I didn't want to call you names. Oh, Ben, I had a relapse night before last, and I had to go back in. I'd been operated on in Greenville Memorial, and I had to go back to Greer in emergency. My heart went into AFib, kind of an irregular heartbeat. Come to find out, they said that when I left the hospital down there in Greenville that there'd be some medications for me at Walmart Pharmacy, and they didn't send them, so when I got there, they had cut off all my old ones, and so I didn't know, and there was only one medication there, so I picked it up, or the wife did, and we come on home, and the next day my leg just kept swelling and swelling and swelling. Oh, it's a long story. Went to the family doctor, and he gave me 10 milligrams of Lasix, and I was supposed to be on 40. And the other two most important drugs to keep my heart out of AFib and also prevent blood clots, they didn't give me. So therefore, while I'm back up in the hospital, so I'm kind of weak today, but Bernice just made a real nice bunch of biscuits and gravy, and I picked out on that, and maybe I'll be on the road to recovery, Ben.
Had that relapse, and that you're bouncing, recovering. But hey, I'm up here, I'm going to jump out, hike up to Bald Rock real quick. I noticed they started to, they blocked it off and did a bunch of no parking stuff. I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to check it out. I'm sorry about your episode, but that you're coming back from it.
Thanks, Ben. Well, I don't know what your Yagi set up for, but I'll tell you, you got a great signal coming in there right now. So I'll talk to you later. KL4VW and 0TR73.
Tom, I may give a call for you on the way back down the hill.
CR, KO4HK.
Hello, man. How are you doing today, Patrick?
I was listening there. I heard you call me, but I didn't want to interrupt you and Ben.
Only come in and lay down in the easy chair.
Finally. That's what I've been telling him all morning.
You stay on him.
It's quite an episode, Patrick, I'll tell you. I called down the cardiac place at Greenville Memorial, and they said, oh, call your family doctor. I went to the family doctor, and he was hesitant, but he got me in anyways. But after such a big surgery, he didn't want to start prescribing things, and finally, I kind of talked him into getting me some Lasix. Well, he gave me 10 milligrams. That's what keeps the water off. Again, my leg was swelling and swelling and swelling, kind of like yours. And it was supposed to be 40 when I got out of the hospital. And I was supposed to be on a blood thinner and two other medications. One of them was to prevent AFib. I wound back up with needles stuck in me every place, but, well, they were just about every place. I had to spend the night, and you know, just checking out of the hospital takes forever. But I finally got out of there and got back home yesterday evening. Then I went down to get the medications when they finally got that straightened out, and they still didn't have them. at the pharmacy, and I had written prescriptions. Well, the doctor hadn't signed the written prescriptions. They were great big, you know, 8x11 sheets. And they were reluctant, and then this one lady that's a head pharmacist, she said, they should give you those when you checked out of the hospital. Those are the four most important drugs there are.
Keep you having to go through that, but hopefully they got it straightened out now. You'll get back on track here, get recovered.
Well, how are you and your grandpa getting along, buddy?
Good. Grandpa is still, he's still at the hospital. Have no date on when he's coming home or anything like that. He's kind of just plateaued and staying where he's at. So now it's just a wait and see.
I took a beating and go in the first place. And I didn't want to go back, but my heart felt like a tom-tom, you know. Thump, 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 thump. So I knew what it was. But if it had been some old geezer older than me or something, or somebody that wasn't as wise about medications and that, I'd have probably died.
Yeah, well, I don't know what to say. Everybody makes mistakes, but something like that, it's pretty important that you double-check what's going on.
Well, I know that one doctor that I had, he done 3 or 4 a day, and he's excellent. I didn't have any problem with the surgery, and they said it was very complex one. And it wouldn't have been, you know, once you get through a surgery like that, whenever they're doing 3 or 4 a day, the drugs are pretty much all the same when you get out as far as your treatment goes. But they neglected to give me 3 out of the 4.
Like I said, I'm sure somebody made a mistake or just an honest mistake, and those things are going to happen. I'm just glad they called it finally and nothing serious happened and get you back on track here.
Well, I got good insurance, but you know what? I bet that cost $10,000 last night just for that one trip. And for somebody else that didn't have good insurance, that would be catastrophic. But needless to say, I wasn't very happy. But how's your knee getting along?
I'm good. I'm a little sore today from PT yesterday. We stepped everything up, so muscles are a little sore today, not the knee. Everything else is.
Crazy about that coming up. What do they make you do, Patrick, for the knee?
Well, mine consists of a 10-minute run on the elliptical machine to start with. And then I go over to the balance bars and have to do heel toes, march in place. Then I have to stand on a piece of 2-inch foam and balance on one leg for a minute. And then from there, go over to the weight machines and do knee kick or knee curls and like squat, seated squat. So, and then back to the table where you do leg lifts with the weights on there and all that stuff. So, and then the stretches at the end of where they try to push you off the table.
Can you feature me doing that, Bernice?
No.
Good God, Patrick. Yeah, no wonder you're sore. Well, the chickens are doing all right. Brace has been taking care of them. I just wonder when this god-awful heat's going to be over with.
I still got a few weeks of it. I know we had a cool, but it's warmed back up now. It's up to 83 outside, so I imagine it's quite a bit warmer down there.
You can bet on that. You got the better part of that. Well, go ahead and just take the cover off when you get time. Go ahead. You can go in there if you want. Oh, she's going to go out and get the mail. before it gets hot. Hi, hi. Good Lord. Well, I just watched an interesting program from the Greer Amateur Radio Club. Good Lord. The head of it, K4SD, did Jerry, W4EY, taped it. And the things that man don't have as far as ham radio, it's just unbelievable how much knowledge and expertise he has and the stations he put up. He just put up one out in Wyoming, and he controls it from here, of course, and that's 1,600 miles away.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing to be able to control that from 1,600 miles away, but I don't know that I want to try to do that.
That's enough for something like that. But just the matching and stuff that he did on the antennas, and there's a lot of sagebrush out there, and they had to clear that off. You can't pull it up. And said their roots are like steel. But they put up quite a few verticals. And like I've always thought, verticals radiate equally bad in all directions, and they do unless you put the radials down, and otherwise they're warming the worms. But my God, the number of radials they put down on a vertical antenna is incomprehensible. I mean, there's a lot of work goes into putting one of those up, and then you got 80 to 100 mile an hour winds out there on top of that. It was pretty neat to watch. I enjoyed it. Things, I don't go to the meetings anymore.
For that, I used to go down there to the meetings, but I haven't been to one of the Greer Club meetings in a couple of years now.
He's the head of it. He had during this presentation, during the time they were constructing this, he got interrupted, had to go up and go down to California from Wyoming and pick up his Cybertruck. It's rough to be poor.
I know what you mean.
One of those down here that runs this tile place just down the corner before you turn, you know. And I haven't seen drive it very much lately. I guess they're pretty neat, but I don't want something that's strictly batteries. That's just, and that's the weirdest looking thing that I've ever seen in my life. This is LTR.
They are funky looking. You can tell it's coming at you, that's for sure. It stands out in the crowd.
Several that were actually different colors anymore. Usually they're just stainless steel.
Sometimes people have painted after they get them.
Oh, that. You know, it's a pretty one down here one day. I thought it was blue or something. That'd be a specialized paint job, wouldn't it, to paint stainless?
You'd have to put down a self-etching primer as your base so everything adheres like it's supposed to.
Well, that's simpler than I thought. Wow. And then all the nuts going around and burning up Teslas and that. You don't hear much about that anymore, though, thank God. But he has a mule deer out there. He has antelopes out there walking through the yard. Boy, you wouldn't go hungry. But he don't shoot them. He shoots trout, but that's about it. But there was antelopes right out there, and they were rubbing their antlers on the beverage antennas.
So that's the thing about putting an antenna up out there, is wildlife come along and tear it down.
If the weather, if I still got that on the computer, I can forward you the link if you want to look at it just for kicks and giggles. It's way above our pay grade, but the man's just amazing. That's all you got to say about I think him and Ariel are about the same level as far as technology, and I would give it to K4SV to be the top one, but I don't know guys like that get their brains. I sure ain't got them.
Get a double portion, that's for sure. I missed that boat.
You mean boat, Patrick? Don't make me laugh because it hurts. I got this little heart over here. Bernice covered it up. Where's my heart at, Mom? Whenever I cough, I got to put that heart up on my chest. They told me that'd be my best friend, and they weren't far from being wrong. I'll tell you for sure. What are those, Bernice? Huh? Both for you? Okay. Oh, I just got the mail from outside. How is it out?
A little bit of wind,
but so have you been doing anything else, Pat?
It's morning to the monthly testing session and breakfast and hung out there till about lunchtime. And then come home, and I've been here since. Waiting on the wife to get home here shortly. We're going to grill out some steaks this evening and just sit around here and enjoy each other's company.
Sir, that's kind of what me and Bernice are doing. Did you pass anybody today?
Got their technician license, and then we had one upgrade from tech to general, and I convinced him to try his extra test, and he didn't do so good on it, but it gave him a chance to see it and know what to expect when he comes back to test on it.
Used to be a VE when I was up in Kansas, but I got mad at him when they dropped the CW requirement, and that's this old fuddy-duddies, you know, that don't believe in this FT8 stuff and that. It's amazing how many of the old farts are doing that FT8 even. But to me, I just can't go with this. It's not like making a real contact with sideband or Morse code. But for some reason, I don't know what it is, I don't make up the rules.
I don't know why everybody don't go with what you say, but you know, they got a mind of their own. They're going to do it their way. And everybody's different. Like, I don't care for contesting, so I don't get on HF a whole lot. But, you know, everybody, there's something in this hobby for everybody. That's the nice thing about it.
True, but I don't like to admit it, and it should go the way that I think, and I should make up the rules. Ain't that right, Bernice? What?
I think so,
anyway. Well, at any rate, well, my grandson, my daughter told me that he had read that whole book on the technician class, and, you know, I offered him a stipend if he passed it. But he told me he had to study. If you seen the classes that boy was taking this year, you'd think, yeah, I believe that. Advanced biology courses that you couldn't believe, and advanced science courses, college courses, and he's just a junior, isn't he, Bernice? They don't even have to tell him to study. He just glides through them. He's one of those. And he's talking about becoming a medical scientist. Maybe he kind of likes that. But he's having a trouble getting enough gumption to pass his technician test. Right, Grandpa.
And I could hear Miss Bernice laughing in the background all the way up here without the radio about the comment about everybody ought to be doing what you say.
And it's my way. No, but back in the old days, it kind of separated the wheat from the chaff, and you didn't have any bad actors getting in as much because you had to work for it. And anything you don't have to work for, and that's the old timers' eyes, is not worth having. Ain't anybody on this earth hated CW more than I did. And I put off becoming a ham for 20 or 25 years. And even though I know they've advanced the tests and made them harder, getting that, and went clear up to 20 words a minute. Now, they could have just lowered the standard. It's like with our education system, if you can't pass the test, you lower the standard. They could have lowered it down to a slower rate per minute. But it is a nice thing to know. Even if you don't have to do it, it's a nice thing to know. But kids nowadays, they don't have time for that. And I understand that. They're on virtual reality and the computers and Facebook and all of that stuff. But it's still a great mode of communication. We'll lose it being down for so long now. You know, what are you looking at, Bernice? Shut up before you say it. But she said I had the gift again. I'm a little wary of going downstairs, Patrick, yet, because I can't walk too good yet because they took those vein grafts out of my legs, and that right leg's pretty sore.
I imagine it is, and I wouldn't go down those steps until you were ready, and I would probably practice stepping up and down off something up there on the flat ground first, just a little recommendation, that way you don't get halfway down them and then say, uh-oh.
Nowhere.
Marie says, I can't go nowhere. Yeah, that's just a chore, just getting in and out of the car. And I got to ride in the back seat with a seatbelt on and put this heart between me and the seatbelt. I got 24 staples in my chest, and as you well seen. And they smart a little bit yet, but I don't know. They seem to be healing up okay. Gonna go back on the 25th, and maybe they'll take them out. That always kind of, they kind of burn and itch when they pull those things out. They put staples in you?
I got no staples. Mine were all, the ones underneath the skin were dissolving stitches, and then the ones outside were some kind of poly. They cut them and pulled them out.
When I was in the Navy, they forgot about those ones in my back, and they let them grow into me, and they weren't the kind that dissolved. Now, I got two left in me now, or three, that they do dissolve, but I can feel them. But I really got a horrible infection when I was out there in California in my back from them forgetting those. I still got one in my stomach here, and you can feel it. And it's poking out the outer skin, but they said I'd have to go to a surgical center to get it done. Heck, the last one they found like that, the doctor come over and put a little betadine on it, you know, that orange colored stuff, and you know, stuck some lidocaine in there with a needle and just jerked it out. It felt like he jerked out a baseball, but it was just a big old black knot. They called them cat guts back then.
I imagine that hurt. But I didn't feel them pulling mine out. I watched them do it, and my wife is over there cringing. I was watching them, and I didn't feel it. So that's the nice thing about my knee down there. It doesn't have the feeling, hadn't all come back in it yet, even after surgery this long. It still kind of tingles like it's numb. So wasn't too big a deal for me. And, yeah, that picture you sent me, I put it up on the window, and it's scaring all the animals away up here.
Patrick, you're in trouble now. Oh, man. Yeah, it's kind of ugly. I don't know how long that thing is. They said 31 centimeters, I think, wasn't it, Bernice? Huh? 21? Is that what it was? I don't know, but it's a biggie fry. I think it beats the lung surgery in the back. According to her, I can't see back there. Well, I'll let you go, buddy. Turned the TV over here to American Restoration, but I can't hardly stand to look at that kid that he is on there. He, kind of a freaky-looking character, but they do some good work. Oh, shoot. Times, they do change. I think the daughter's going to come over tomorrow and mow the grass. And she was broken-hearted yesterday. She, her and my son-in-law had to take the oldest grandson to the University of North Carolina and get him moved in and enrolled and all of that stuff up there. And he's starting his first day of school coming up pretty quick. I hope he makes it. He's going to take mechanical engineering, which is something that you're good at. And seemed like it's a, from talking to her, it's a huge campus and a really good campus. So we're with him in spirit, if nothing else, Patrick, because I wouldn't have the smarts to get through it.
That's a lot of math in that, that's for sure. So if you say you like math, that'll be good for him.
Wrong grandson. The other one is the one that does any good. Isaac is the great big old boy, built like you. And he's 6'5 and about 300, I think. And they asked him to play football. I think he'd have been better off if he did. I didn't want him to because I'm not a sports fan. But they offer tutors and all kinds of benefits for those football players. So that would have been, you know, good to help him out. But he didn't do as good on the math as he thought he should have. But he is taking entry algebra. It used to be that was just ninth grade algebra in college in the old days, but I guess it's not anymore. But he's not a big fan of mathematics, is what the younger one is. Our youngest daughter that lives here, oh man, she brought home some books that I'd never even heard of before in that polymer engineering school. And there were such things as statics and things like that. And wow, I just didn't even recognize what it was in there, and I wouldn't have had smarts enough to pass it, but she went through calculus and all of that, and must have got her smarts from Mom, that's all I can say. No, Mom.
Oh, no.
It might have been a combination of the two, but it's definitely more Bernice. But Tom, you be good, and glad you're back. So I was wondering if something happened, but good to hear you back home, man. Miss Bernice, you take care of him, and we'd like to keep him around a little while and talk to him for a little longer.
Now that sounds like a good idea.
even though I'm the biggest source of misinformation in South Carolina, huh? All right, Patrick, I see whose side you're on, but I'll let you go, and I don't know if I'll feel like checking in or not. I'll try to. I'm just sitting here in the recliner on my station that I set up here on the end table in the front room. Seems to be working good on about 15 watts. And I talked to Ben up there. I don't know what kind of a Yagi he's going to test out. He said he's going to test out a Yagi of some kind. I would have thought maybe 2 meters or something. Anyway, take care, Patrick. Great talking to you. KO4HKX and 0TR 73. Have a good day.
You and Miss Bernice have a good evening. And you take care of each other. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73.
KB2HXX.
Give you permission to be on this frequency, Dave. You know, what kind of guy are you?
Oh, KB2HXX, that's clear. Now, I was listening for a minute or so. Did you say you had a friend testing out a Yagi or a Yankee? I couldn't understand the southern accent there.
No, he was going to test out a Yagi, is what he said, Dave. But I don't know what frequency it was on, bud.
Okay, Patrick. I said Yagi or Yankee. Just making a joke there, Tom. Trying to put a smile on your face.
I need it. Thank you, Dave. This is NRLTR. Yeah, Bernice and I are just sitting here in the front room watching some kind of story television, they call it, wildlife story. And I'm a legal immigrant. I've been here 15 years now from the north.
Hey, you still got a little southern twang on you. Anyway, Momo told me that I just picked up Sally's car. We had some work done on it today, oil change and a few things. So then we're going to head out to dinner.
I just wish I could drive. I got to sit in the back seat and pray. Race it up. Then we make it from one point to point A to point B. Yeah, with Bernice driving, and you know, these women drivers are. And I got this little heart pillow, and I got to put it between me and the seatbelt, or I guess it'll rip out my chest if I get an airbag.
Oh, okay. I was wondering, the back seat. Okay, yeah. You got to put the pillow in behind the seatbelt so it doesn't hurt your chest. Yeah, I got that. All right, Tom. Well, you be well. Say hello to Bernice for me. Gonna get ready to pull into the driveway here and jump from my car to her car and head out to Restaurante. So have a good evening, sir. N0TRKB2HXS. And Patrick, if you're in there, have a good night.
Bon appetit, as Dave Watson would say. Of course, he can speak French. And I don't know what it means, but enjoy your meal anyways, Dave. I'm gonna talk to you later. This is N0TR clear.
God, the only French I know is when Paul McCartney sings Michelle. All right, catch you later. See ya.
Have you?
Yep.
Yagi is acting. It might as well be a Yankee. KO4ZW.
Oh, yeah, I got an antenna with an attitude.
What kind of antenna are you checking out there? What band?
And Arrow, and I'm up here at Bald Rock. And I loaded a bunch of repeaters into my HT. I've got a 30-watt HT amplifier. And I'm going to see how many repeaters I can hit from up here. What's answering?
Okay, well, I'd give you a great report on that, Ben. It sounds good. Now, how about you, Dave? He has a little whistle in there, a high-frequency whistle, but it very little. It's hardly perceivable.
HT antenna. I just got the Yagi set up. I think I have it tuned. So I don't know if I'll get any back lobes towards Caesar's Head, which I might, but maybe I'll give that a try.
Yagi, yeah, is it a boomer or something like that, or something smaller?
Element dual band arrow.
I do what you're talking about now. I used to have an AR-270, and I give it and two other beams away to W4EEY to give out to hams when I come down here a few years ago and share with the younger generation.
I've given it some tests at home, but this is my first field test. So I figured I'd come up to a place with a nice clean view, see if I can hit Spartanburg, Greenville, maybe beyond.
Well, then at the last... there was a frequency that was probably 1,500 hertz or so in there, and it just disappeared completely. Pure signal now.
Still using the J-pole. So I haven't hooked up the Yagi yet, so I'm going to do that in a couple minutes.
Yeah, it was back that time, Ben, and that's probably just... handy talking, that's all you can say about it. But more for handy talking, you're up there closer to the repeater. Couldn't be any better signal.
I'll hook this thing up for a few minutes, and then I'll report back on this repeater on what it'll do.
This is NRLTR clear.
Frequency, KB2HXS.
Yeah, go ahead, Dave.
Are you on frequency?
Yes, sir, I am, but I'm on a portable here with a mag mount antenna sitting over on the fireplace.
I don't know if it's me, but it sounds distorted. Maybe it's me.
There's 146.010 here on the 146. 610.
Oh, no, the repeater sounds a little distorted. I don't know. Maybe it's me.
Well, your signal's perfect, and so is Ben's. Is it just mine, Dave?
I don't know. Is the other fellow in there, Ben? You in there still? KB2HXS Mobile.
Tom, you sound good. Might be overdriving a mic just a hint, but I wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah, I probably am, Patrick. You're right. I had the mic too close. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, all right, well, no, it just sounded like the repeater was a little off frequency or something was distorted. I don't know.
Well, just as point number one, we know you're off frequency.
And distorted.
Like that.
I'm laughing, so you said something funny, Tom.
Yeah, so is Bree. She's over here laughing. She's reading the mail that come today. All she handed me was the bank, what do you call it, Bruce? Statement, yeah, statement. She always adds that up. I don't have enough smarts.
All right, I'll let you two continue there. I know the other, what's his name, Ben? He's setting up a Yagi antenna or something. Where is he? He's setting it up at his house?
Well, Patrick probably be more of the authority there. I thought he said Baldface Mountain or something like that.
Yeah, he said Bald Rock, which he went up 276. He's up there close to the repeater.
Oh, okay. I got it.
At a 11 element dual band beam, I think. Arrow, I thought he said. I hadn't heard of the brand, but nonetheless, it's a Yagi.
I hadn't had a beam up since I was up in New York. I had a 2-meter beam up there. Talked to a buddy of mine, Simplex, back over to Jersey. Back over to Jersey.
At a 15 element, it was just like a Cushcraft boomer. You know, it only had a reflector on the back of it. And really, you didn't get much more gain out of it. And then I had a 10 element boomer, I think it was, or no, 13 element boomer, Cushcraft. And then I had a 5x5 AR-270, and it was 5 elements on 2 meters and 5 elements on 440, and that was, it's a very small antenna, I think Cushcraft made it, but it had 10 dB of gain, Dave. It was a tremendous antenna, and it wasn't so big. I had it on the top of the house.
Yeah, mine was on a tower at my house up in Long Island. I didn't have a 15 element, though. The only downside about having a beam is the more elements, the more narrow the bandwidth. You can pinpoint a little bit better, but you got to be right on target. Anyway, I'm going to let you go, Tom. I'm going to hang the mic up here. We're heading down to Greenville, taking the missus out for dinner. Of course, you know, nice Saturday afternoon, evening. Going to have enjoy a nice dinner.
Nice of you, and it sounds great. You work hard for your money, Dave, and I hope you all enjoy your meal. And 73, this is N0TR.
Clear. Good day, and feel better, KB2HXS. Hello, goodbye, Patrick.
Mr. KO4HGX.